Let us again start from the sugya of Teshet Tiburim Shal Matzah Ve'echad Shal Chometz. And as Rashi says, these are Piskei Halacha saying. Teshet Tiburim Shal Matzah Ve'echad Shal Chometz. There were 9 Tiburim of Matzah and 1 Shal Chometz. Ve'osa Achbar V'shokal. And the Achbar took from one of these 10 Tiburim. I don't know if he took matzah or chometz. There's a roiv matzah. Haino teisha chanoyos. So this is the same aloha like teisha chanoyos. Pirish, ba'osa achba v'shokal. What happens if the kicker that the achba took was already polished from the tziburim, and the achba took the kikar haporush, aino sefer. So this will have the aloche of the sefer of the Mishnah of Teisha Chanuyis. The Braith, Sanya. Teisha Chanuyis kulan moichrin boso shchute, v'achas meicheres boso neveile, v'lokach v'achas mehem, and a person went in one of these stores, v'eini yedei meizim em lokach, tzveikei osa, the sofik was noilet in the mokim hakviyis, I don't know where, he doesn't know where he went, and there was kabua there, yisa veheta, sveikai osa. Benimtza aloich acha haloich. But if a person found a piece of meat, not in the stores, he found meat that was polished from the stores, so then you go bosa loich. Zogt Rashi. Baosa achba veshokal, benichnas labayis befoneinu. And he went into the house. Now it's very interesting that the Rashi, if you learn the Gemara doesn't mention one thing about a house. For osa achva v'shoko. And achva took one of the tziburim. It doesn't say that they went to the house. V'nichnes labayis befoneinu. Rashi says he went into the house. So if we'll say, we had mentioned last week, the Chazon Ish wants to say, that Rashi learned that the chatichas of chametz and the chatichas of matzah look differently. So memela, if you'll say that, so it's very good. So you have to have a house over here. I mean, what's the shaila? If you have the achbar in front of you, just one glance at the kikah will tell you if it's chametz or matzah. So therefore Rashi had to say what the shaila was. So nichnas labayis befanein. Below yodinin ichomatz shokal. We don't know if he took chametz or not. Vekiven de chazinen srichen ono libdoik, vidulme matze shokal. So since I saw, maybe he has to be boidik. Vidulme matze shokal. Maybe he took chometz, maybe he took matze. The Ran says a pshat, the Chedushi Ran says a pshat in the Gemara, and das tachmir, I think Rashi also seems to learn like that. And this Nakud, I don't know if it's like the Chazon Ish, but let me just tell you what the Ran says. The Ran says that we had before, this is, and we are now on Daf Tes Amud Beis. On Daf Tes Amud Aleph, we had a diak from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ein choshishin shemagiru l'chulde mibayis l'bayis mimokim l'mokim. One does not have to be chayish for a greiris chulde. And the Gemara said, Taime d'loi chazin in the shokal. That because you didn't see. Al chazin in the shok al chashin. But if you see that a chulde took, so you, chazin is shebi osir lekan, that's what Rashi says. He saw that a chulde brought in chomet, chashin is shema adayin lekan, but tzorich livdek. And that the Gemara asked the kasha, let us say, shema ochal. Let's not go into the problems. Let us say, rov esteret, you say, in tzorich maitzim idevad. That is, if chometz was brought into the house, so then I cannot be seimach on the achila of the chulde. So the Ran says, the Gemara, our Gemara is a continuation of that deal. When is it considered chazin in the shokal? When is it considered that I saw that the chulde brought chometz into the house? When is it considered that loy chazin in the shokal? It's not called chazin in the shokal. So the Ran says as follows. that when the Achbo went and took a kikya, what does it say now? Not like the Chazenish. He took a kikya, so now we have Emes and Asafik Lefaneinu, what did he take? So if you'd go Basta Roy, you would say, hey, it's matzah, because Roy Tziburim were matzah. But we learned from the Barais of Teisha Chanoyis that you don't go Basta Roy by Kavua. So Memele, so we'll now clear a shaila. The kika that is in the mouth of the achbo is a chometz or matzah. So we have a klal sofik derais elochom. So this kikar is now iske paskin that one is not allowed to eat it. This is a kikar asure als aloch of sofik derais elochom. Now, so the achbo brought into the bayis a kikar which is not permitted to be eaten, which I have to assume that it is chometz als aloch of sofik derais elochom. So that is the hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara said, Chazina, till now we're speaking about Chazina, the Shokal, I saw it, took a piece of chametz, and went into the house. Now the Gemara is going a step further. Though I didn't see it took a piece of chametz. It took a kike, which there's roig tziburim of matzah. But since this is a mokim kavua, so memele, so the roiv we cannot use. And we say, sovik derais elochumres, as on the etzem kike, we have to pass kenois, that we have to be chayish that it is chometz. So that's also called chazin in the shokel. So it took something which one is not permitted to eat and brought it into the house, so you have to be baidik. That's what Rashi says over here. The achba v'shokel, v'nichnes l'bayis l'foneinu, the achba v'lo yodinin y'chometz shokel. V'kivin de chazinon, so Rashi tells this too. Rashi l'cheir wants to be, v'kivin de chazinon, tzrich non olivdayk. Since we saw that it brought it into the house, we have to be biting. I do my matzah shokel. And with this, the Ran wants to for Akasha, which Taismas asks, and on the next Gemara, why didn't you say it's a svek sveker? Sofik chomet, sofik malk by medeiris akum. Sofik chomet, there was sofik, there was a naifel, and if there was a naifel, shemach haltai. Taismas said, we don't know bachlal if it brought in chomet samatzah. And now there's another suffix, maybe, Rishonim Esker Anah Gemara. Rishonim Esker Anah Gemara. Why didn't you say Svek Sveike? So according to the Ran, it's very good, because the Svek Sveike was now he passed Kandois. Bishas the late of the first suffix. Bishas the late of the first suffix. There was no Svek Sveike. We had one suffix now. Did it take Chometz or Matzah? And this suffix gave a Pesach already. Suffix the Reis Elochumre. In Fakat, he says, the Gemara wanted to bring the Baraisa of Kavua to tell us, you look where the latest Asafik is. That means, he says, by Teishach Nuyis, Teitach HaMoyre de Kechidish. By Teishach Nuyis, he says, by Nimsa, you go Basaroi. So he says, where did it come from? It came from the Kavua. And the other way around, when I'm a Kavua and I went into the store, I don't know which store I went into, and I'm out of the store, now it's a Nimsa. I mean, now the Asafik is, what is this meat? Va'av Alpikain, with the Yisodis, you look when the latest Asafik was, and that's how you pass it. If the Asafik was Noilud when it wasn't the store, that is the Asafik which store I went into, so it's a different Asafik, it's a Asafik of Kavua. If the Asafik is Noilud later, some may, even though it came from the Kviyas, but that's gave it the Shtot. But the latest Asafik was latest, that's called Asafik of Porush. So he says, that's what the Gemara wanted to tell too. Since the latest Asafik was Bishas, the Achbo went to the Kviyas, so there's a din of a sofik and a kavua, so that sofik is oiske paskant already. So memele, so now there's a din of chazin in the shokal, that the din is you have to make bedika. That's how the Ran says pshat na gemar. Pirish prusa miyachas min etzaburim lachem min azovi. What happens if the before the achbo entered the picture, there was already a prusa in one of, that was pirish from the tziburim, and now it's in one of the corners. Lo yadane mehay minaye pir. Shvos ha'achva v'shokla v'nichnas labay. Ha'ne seifa de masnis. Tei shechanuyis. Eichet lo yelokka b'mokim kibuoy. If the rikicha was not from the mokim ha'kviyis. Helchem boyach ha'roi. Lokach machvas mehene b'seich ha'sanuchanus. Tzvei kai osa. Lechol kibuoy ke mechza al mechza nide. Nafka lo min v'or avloy v'kom olo. V'kama d'ksubis. Ubenimtze bosa nimtze bekarke b'inachnuyis. Aloi chach ha'roi. Hold the parish, merube parish, the kim of the parish, ain't kan teres kabua. It's a different type of a suffix. The suffix is now, what is this meat? Not where did I go to? Na Meilan, this topic, you have arrived to tell him that it is mut. Zog Taisus, Aino Teisha Chanui, Lefima Sheperish HaKunturus Linyam B'dike. Rashi says the Shailas Linyam B'dike, Loi Nehir Lari, Eichi Maisi Raya Miteisha Chanui, Ava Sveike Di Araise, Vaz Lina Lachuma, Vaz Sveike Di Rabon, Anu Kedam Rinim B'Soma. Later the Gemara is going to say, that B'dike is a Sofik Di Rabon. So my mailer fragt doch Teisvis, so what's the Zustand? Here it's a Sofik der Rabon. Chi Yevdik is a Sofik der Rabon. So, the way we said according to the Ran, L'chayre das is verantwort. I mean, the latest a Sofik was B'shas L'kiche, and that was, am I allowed to eat this or not? That's what the Ran says, and that Sofik hat sich ausgepasken. That's over at the Chayske Paskin, that it's a Sofik der Reise. So later, so this is called Chazin in the Shaka. And the Hechik that Rashi had, because that's how it comes into the Sugya. Because we want to say, when is the time of the Chazin in the Shaka? Was that time of the Chazin in the Shaka? So according to the answers, that's Mir is for him for Taisus Kash. Rashi also holds this a Sofik der Reise, and the first Sofik was a Sofik der Reise, you're allowed to eat it when it's the Piyachbo. But the Gemara brought this also Hemshech from the previous Gemara. In the previous Gemara, we're speaking about Achi Yevdika of Chazin and the Shoka. So that's why Rashi says, Lagabi Yevdika also to be Achi Yevdika since the first topic was Oiske Paschal. That is, L'chayre Leitaran is Fa'emphatais Viskasha. You mentioned last week, there's two other Mahalchim out of Fa'emphatais Viskasha. But before we mention the two other Mahalchim, let us again be mamtik the Chazainish. The Chazainish is that Taisus understood Rashi, that why did Rashi speak about Bedike? Because Rashi held that you could differentiate between the Kikir Shal Chometz and the Kikir Shal Matzah. So on Achilas HaKikir there's no Shaila whatsoever. That if you just see it, you'll know right away what to do. So it's only Negeya Achi Yevdike the Rabbon. So it's Negeya Achi Yevdike the Rabbonon. So Memelus effect of Taisus, so what's the Zustel to the Taisha Chanuyis? There's a Sofik der Reise, here's a Sofik der Rabbon. So the Magine Shleimer wants to say, that since there was a Bia, that means he says as follows, just like we hear in the Mishnah, Kol Mokim Shemachnisim Bei Chometz, you have to have B'dike. Kol Mokim Shemachnisim Bei Chometz is very inclusive. It includes that Afilu Heistis, a Sofik, a Martev, Shemistapkim Imenu. So what does Kol Mokim Shemachnisim Bei Chometz mean? But there's a possibility that Chometz was brought into this Martev. There's a possibility that Chometz was brought into this Martev. There's a Chiyuv B'dike already on the Martev. I don't know if Chometz was brought in, but there's a possibility Chometz was brought in. So Chazal were Machayev Bdike on a possibility. So Chazal were Machayev Afil on a Sofik, even though the Bdike is the Rabbono. And he says that is Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ein Choshish in Shemagir Lachulbe. So he says, why do you need a Mishnah? He says, because without the Mishnah, I would think you're Achayish, Chayish, because that was Takonas Chazal. Any mokim where there is a possibility that chometz might have been brought in, a reasonable possibility. So memela, you need bedike. So there's also a possibility by a gira l'chult. It's very possible that a chult brought in chometz. So the Mishnah said, but this possibility we're not machayev bedike. Why not? Because we can't eladov asay. I mean, that would be proper. Would be taka proper that we should be bedike al sechshash chult, but ain't eladov asay. That's one mahalach that the Magine Shleimer wants to emphasize on Rashi. Let's go further. Miu Yesh Shleimer, Da'iri Kigoyin Shalai Bitl. Speaking about that he wasn't Mevatl. So if he wasn't Mevatl, it's Memeilu now to Sofik Chiyab Dika De'Raise. So Memele, so now it's a Sofik Dereis. Speaking about he wasn't Mevat. Void Kosh. The Gabitesha Chanoyis Lekke Cheskas Heta. Abaloche Ukma Acheskas Bodek. Lobe Bodek Mairi. Tilavochi pshite the boy bdike. Fektach toisves. There's another problem. Let us shtel the bias an chazoke. Let us shtel the bias an chazoke. Till now the bias did not need bdike. So mamela, let's shtel the bias an chazoke. So this, they also ask Akasha. Ochanan asks Akasha. He says, I mean, if we're speaking about Bal Yeroe, we're speaking about Bal Yeroe. Taisman said it's a daraisa dika Bal Yeroe. So forget about, now, let us, there's a daraisa dika Bal Yeroe. That's why there's no bitl, it's a daraisa dika Bal Yeroe. And there's a shayla if you need brikim in atayra. So Taisman says, let us tell the bias on Chazaka. The bias does not need bidike. It's a fact of Bolchanan, but it's a new suffix here. There's a suffix. Am I now over Bal Yiro? Forget about bias. Do I possess chomets, yes or no? Do I possess chomets, yes or no? This is Rabbi Chanan's kash. Rabbi Chanan doesn't understand what I just asked. What's not the bias? There's a shayla, do I possess chomets? But dachsach mir, Rabbi Chanan's kash, you can explain in one way, and one way you can understand Taisus Kasha. Now, if we're speaking about Bal Yiro, Taisus is speaking about Bal Yiro. So, Lachayre, if Taisus is speaking about Bal Yiro, so, Al-Kochach Taisus is assuming that this is his Chometz. We can understand Bal Yiro in two ways. One way we can understand Bal Yiro, that this is his Chometz, that the Yutziburim, the Tzibur Shal Chometz was his. So if the Tzibur Shal Chometz was his, so what is, why are you worried about this whole Kikah? What's with this whole Tzibur of Chometz if it was his? So that means, so we have to explain that the Tzibur Shal Chometz, he was about to go and take it to the incinerator. And he did that, but before he had time to take it to the incinerator, this Achbo came and took one Kikah. So now the Shaila is, did the Achbo take from the Tzibur Shal Chometz? So he upon him, if he took from the Tzibur Shal Chometz, so he had, let's say 200 kikras of chometz in that tzibur, and then he's only going to burn 199, and then one kikra is still around. Maybe the achba took it. That's the tzatzofik. So if the tzatzofik is that the achba took the chometz, so then we understand very well Rabbi Chanan's kasha dachsach mir. So Rabbi Chanan's right, I have a tzatzofik, do I still have one kikra of chometz around? Yes or no? I mean, before I had 200 kikras, now I have a subject that I have one left or not. So, what's game is told the bias becheskas brother? That don't help the situation, but there's a shot. Am I ever by Yiro? What are you going to tell me? If one of the kikras of chametz was not burnt, am I even by Yiro? So the cheskas brother of the bias won't help the situation now, but what is the bar? The subject is on the kikra, not on the bias. The subject is, do I possess a kikra? Do I possess a kikra of chametz? Do I possess a kikar of chometz? That's one way you could look at it. But perhaps we could learn a little differently. Perhaps we could learn that these ten tziburim were not his and Gans. These ten tziburim belong to another yid. Not his problem. He got rid of all his chometz. And if we'll assume for a minute, we said on the Talmud base, Rabbi Reuven says that Taisus also holds like the Teiras Chaim, that a yid is over on someone, on another yid's chomet, that's birshusai. So now we have a new story now. So we have a story now that the ten tziburim belong to Chatzkel, and the Achbo went and took one of these kikres. Now the shaila is that he bring it into my house. No, he did brought it into the house. Now the shaila is what did he bring into my house? So memele, so then lechayra vot yoga past chazoket. That means, till now my house didn't have any chometz in it. Now there's a subject that he bring in chometz, or did my house get, was chometz brought into the house or not? If chometz wasn't brought into the house, so is gonish. So on this subject could be, a pastach yo, to shtel the bias becheskas bodek. Before in the bias there was no chometz in the house, so the chazoka should say, that the Shibim Mavara, that the bias remained in its status. And no chometz was brought into the house. The Nira Lari. The Lari says, he doesn't like that the shailos l'gabi b'dike. The linyan shaibi ach po l'bayis. I don't know why he has to be in the bayis. Aba v'nimtza kaboy yishoy l'achilila. The shaila is that is he allowed to eat it? So Tosfos learns that the kikras look the same. The chametz look in the matzah dikit. The shaila is he allowed to eat it? So Mamela, this is a sovik deraisa. That's a sovik deraisa. So Mamela, so he's not allowed to eat it. Sovik deraisa l'chumra. Yeah, so since we pass and you're not allowed to eat it, so then the Chazon Ish then is zichem to be baidik also. But the haschalas hashayla is, are you permitted to eat it? You found it. You found it now, and kaboy yishoy lachilila. Vim taima, ki osi achbo v'shokol mahani tziburim. When the achbo went and took from these tziburim, Amai choshev lei kavur. Why is it considered kavur? Maish no nimtza bepi achbo mi nimtza bi yad nochi de bepeke da noshe poich lerav doma boshesh nisala min ha'ayin oso bim nimtza aloi chacha haroi mishani she nimtza bi yad nochi. Now let's just explain for 1 minute the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin says that boshesh nisala min ha'ayin, a person had a pound of meat on the table in his porch. He went out an hour. He comes back after an hour. He sees the pound of meat is still on the table. So Rav says, you're not allowed to eat this meat. Why aren't you allowed to eat this meat? Because maybe an Oirev came and took the pound of meat that was there on the table and brought a different pound from out of town. So Memele, and so therefore you have to be chayish. Maybe this is not the pound of meat that you put down, this is a pound of meat that came from an oil. Frag de Gemara, the nimtza aloich acharoich. So what does nimtza mean? Nimtza means you found a piece of meat on the karka. That's what Rashi says, pshat. You found besposa nimtza bekarka. You found a piece of meat in the middle of the street. So memele, you go basaroi, because I say, this roi stodim came from the kosher stores. The Gemara and Rav, but there's another possibility. It's a possibility maybe it came from an Oirev. Who tells you it came from the stores? If I put down the meat on the table, you tell me I have to be chayish. Maybe an Oirev took away my meat, and this is a new piece of meat that's coming from a different source and ganzen, coming from an Oirev, so I cannot cheshbin with my hanoche. So bezoifrektach the Gemara. So but it's the same thing. What gives you the right to say that this meat that you found in the middle of the street comes from the store? Maybe it came from an oirev. Maybe it came from an oirev. So maybe it should be also. So the Gemara answers on this kasha. You're right. If you found a piece of meat on the street, you're right. You're not allowed to eat it. You have to be chayish. Maybe an oirev brought it from someplace else, and it's nevela. No nimtza biyad nochi. Speaking about that you met a goy. A goy had gone into the store and bought a piece of meat. Now he's outside. Nimtza biyad nochi, and the Nochi doesn't know which store he went into, so Memele, so but it's from the store to the Nochi's hand. No Oirev was ever involved in it. He was never exposed to Oirevin. So Memele, then you go Basaloy. So now we have here two very interesting situations. Situation, number one, by the Goy is, I know the Goy got the meat from, from the stores. And he went into the stores and he got the meat. But since my suffix is, so I don't look that he went in, even though he went into the store, but his suffix is, he went into the store. But my suffix is what the meat is. So there's a din of parush. That's what it says in Yana Gemara. He doesn't know where he went to, but that's a gate that since I didn't go into the stores, no, he went into the store, so my suffix is not what store I went into. No, my suffix is what is the meat that he has. So Memela is the same thing. So if the Achbo went to the Kviyas, so that's not my suffix, which Sibyl, I didn't go to the Kviyas, the Achbo went to the Kviyas. My suffix is what is in the mouth of the Achbo. So Memela should have a dinner Polish. That's Tosfos Kasha. And for Tosfos, here they're speaking about Shalokach Min HaKavur. שנוילד הסופק במוקם קליץ. But no, that means it matters, it doesn't matter who goes into the store, it matters when the latest hasofik was. So here we were watching the Sachbo, so our latest hasofik was as soon as it went to the Kriyas. Shoshanayud hasofik with Mokim Kriyas. When what we saw, it doesn't matter who goes in, but it matters what we saw. So if we saw the Hiluch to the Kriyas, so by us was Nailud hasofik, which Tibur went to. Over there, speaking about, we did not see the guy go into the store. We saw the guy out of the store now. So, Mamela, by us, the latest Hasafik is, what kind of meat does this guy have? Avalim lo yireinu, but if we wouldn't have seen Take, if we wouldn't have seen how the Achba went to the Tziburim, Avalei Kepirish, Vazlina Basalu. Yes. So, the Emesinais, so that what the Gemara says, Pirish, doesn't mean Pirish. Pirish means I didn't see how the Achba took it. The Achba doesn't have to take from the Mokim Shepirish. The Achba can take already, the Achba can take from the Kviz, but if I didn't see the Lakicha from the Kviz, it is not Pirish. For all the Porch Betaruv is, Kabizvochim Shenisarvu Bachatois Amesis. The Gemara in Zvochim that speaks about such a situation. You have a corral full of behemoths, which were kabonis, and it became nisarev in this corral katois hamesis, which it's not loyalakov oibesher aniskol. So the din is, so we have, let's say we have 1,000 behemoths, and one of these 1,000 behemoths is a sher aniskol. So we say kol kevua kemechse mechse domi. So it's a sofik sher aniskol sofik om. So we they all die. Like the Gemara, Maya Musukulam. Why should it be a Musukulam? Nechbeshinu benaydinu. The name called the Porish Merube Porish. Let us say called the Porish Merube Porish. And we'll chase them, and then we'll take one from the name called the Porish Merube Porish. Ah, Falpishek, Valnoila da Sofik, the Mokim Kriyas. Like the Taisviz, but we saw, even though now, when just like we said by the Achbo now the kicker is in his mouth now. But since the latest Hasofik was Bishas, the Shas was Kavua, so we say, so the Sofik is called, which one did I take from the Kriyas? Even though now it's Polish, but you look Bishas, latest Hasofik. Near the latest Hasofik was, with which one is the Sheranisko? And for Tais Vishani Hosom, they have a Kavua Gomo. She iser ma'ure beheta. It is not a kavua gomo, because the iser is ma'ure beheta, ve'ene nikra. Id rabbonon osru be kavua ze. Id v'raisa loichoshev kavua elok she iser yedua bimkain. Now, to understand what Isis is saying over here, I saw the Beis Meir in Kuntres, is a Kuntres on Hilchas Kavua. So the Beis Meir brings Aran in Perik Yidanoshe, that asks me, he says that Taisus also holds like Taran. Taran asks Akashe, when we have a klal, kol kevua kemechza mechza domi, so why is it that if you have 3 pieces of meat, 2 are kosher, 1 is treif, so the loch is minatayr, echad betray bottle, yovish be yovish, echad betray bottle, you'll have to take them. So what shat chad betray? You have here this kavua. The iser is kavua by nata. So say kol kavua kemechzal mechzadon. So how's there din bittul? That's how the Ran brings down the kasha. So the Ran says, I have news for you. You don't have any iser that's kavua, since it's mu'urit. And it's ene nikera iser, so there's a din bittul baroi. So the din bittul supersedes the din kavua. The whole din kavua is if you have iser and heter, so memela we say so, and the iser is kavua and heter, kol kavua kemechza mechza domi. But if it's ma'uret, ve'enei nikya, so now I have a new din of bittul, so the din of bittul makes that you don't have iser, so you have 3 pieces of heter over here, because the din of bittul is the nishapach li is heter. So therefore you don't have any kavua. So we see over here that the din bittul is oiker to that called kavua. So that's my being some daran, that so the Gemara over there by Nisarve Shera Nisko Bizbochim. So there, why didn't you say bittle? So Enachanami attacked say bittle. Minatayr attack a bottle. No boss, with the Rabbona we have a klal, a balchai is not bottle. And not only a Rabbona the Kedin. So the mele, so that's pshat, it's only a kavua de Rabbona. That means, minatayr, you can use the din bittle, chad bitray bottle. So minatayr is bottle, the sharon is called as bottle. You're allowed to bring it for a kolben. There's a din bittle. No midarabonon, midarabonon, there's no din bittle. So therefore it's called a kavua de Rabbona. I just thought a shtickel ha'ore, we once mentioned there's a suffix of the, enigyontif, klaus ha'shaile, if the din bittle is only a dovosh lili, can take off chaschoinis, or if bittle can put on milus also. For example, a person will have three matzahs in front of him, two ala shmo, and one was not made lishmo. So you'll say the din bittle that you'll be allowed to be mekayim mitzvahs matzah with all three matzahs of the din bittle. Here the din bittle, in order to be able to be yoytze mitzvahs matzah with all three matzahs, you have to say that we add on a din lishmo, that the din bittle adds on to the shalom, makes it lishmo. Like this, the normal din bittle is the other way around. You have one piece of nevela and two pieces of ksheire. So we say the nevela is an iser on it. So we say the din nesapach is that it loses the iser. Loses the iser. So if it lost the iser, mamel it's mutter. You're not adding on din, you're just taking off cheschoines. That's klar that bittle can take off cheschoines. And if you have one piece of nevela, two pieces of ksheire, so the nevela becomes bottled to the ksheire, and it loses its issa. But in Egyont of Klaus HaShaila, that there's a din bittle to put on milus, to make it matzah lishmo, there's such a din bittle or not. Al Kaponim, I'm just thinking, if the whole lomdus is, let's first see the Loshen of Taisus. The Lavi Kavua Gomo, She'isa Me'urev Beheta. There's a Taruvis. The ain I nicker, and it's not nicker. So the base may learn. So the male, that is the groundwork of bittle already. If it's meurev, if you have a taruvis, and it's ain a nicker, so the male is bottle. So there's no kibbuah. Do I have a kibbuah gomor? Midarabonon also be kibbuah, so because midarabonon you don't say bittle by balichayim. That's how the base may, that's me learn. Midaraisa lechoshev kibbuah, elkshisa yadua bim kaimai. Then it's called kibbuah, because that means, if you can't have a din bittle, then you can have a din kavua. But if there is a din bittle, then there's no din kavua. The Beis Meir clears a meir de kishayle, which is dachsach meir. I mean, then we'll hear dachsach meir clear what we said before. He clears two shaylas. Let's say you had three behemoths. You had three behemoths. Let's say that there were three butcher stores and three different rooms, and each one shechted a behemoth, and then later they took out the kishkes from the behemoth, and then that interesting is on the kishkes, and then so we have the three behemoths, each behemoth is in a different store, and now they find that one of the kishkes is treif. So Mamela now is so that there's from the kishkes we find that one of the behemoths is treif, but now we don't know which kishke comes from which behemoth. So Mamela now we have meat in three different butcher stores from different behemoths. The three behemoths which are geshachtim, one of them is treif, and two of them are kosher. Now a person goes to one of the stores. Is this called kavua? So here lachayre pasnish kein bittel. You don't have a taruvis over here. L'chayre, the din of bittle, you have three different stores. You don't have a taruvis. It's not mistava that the meat in the one store should become bottled to the other, so there's no taruvis. If it's in one big room, three behemoths, that's called a taruvis. Doesn't have to touch one another in order to be called a taruvis. But three different stores, l'chayre, would not be considered a taruvis. So l'chayre, there, even though it's ain't a nicker, there should be a kavua de'araisa. It means, you don't need mamish, nicker is only a chetimtzah, it shouldn't be a din bittle. If you could have, if he can have that there's no din bittul without it being nikah, so then there'll be a kvuda raisa without it. Ella, and anyway, so medabon osam kvuzam the raisa lechoshev kvuel akshisi yadubim kaim. The Gemara answers on this kasha. Let's make that it'll become a Polish. The Gemara answers, so we find a new gzeire that they asked the Polish, Shema yikach min hakavua. And by every Polish is no such gzeire. That's the chilek, because every Polish which we know about, so the kavua is nikah b'mkaymai. So some emailus is no gzeir Hashem yikach min hakavua. But in the case of this Arab Sharon Iskol, Mshar Zvochim, so there's into the nikah b'mkaymai, so we can be gzeir Hashem yikach min hakavua. Now, last week we mentioned that the Dvar Shmuel asks Akasha, it's still not clear. Because it's a Kabua Derabonon. So by a Kabua Derabonon, so we see the Prisha from the Kviyas. So what's the Gemara's Kasha, Nechbeshino, Venaidino? It's still Shver. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Taisis thought it was a Kabua Deraisa. So Taisis answers it's a Kabua Derabonon. It could be the Chochmas Odom the Binas Odom and Shara Kavue Simen Chof brings a Shaila. If that what Tosfos says that if you see the Prisha from the Kviyas which has a din of kavua, is that min ha-toira, or is that min ha-rabona? So he brings a gos maimony, that the gos maimony says that our Tosfos holds that it's a darabona. That our Tosfos holds that if he saw the prisha from the kviyas, that only has a din kavua min ha-rabona. That's what the gos maimony says. So memela, so then it would be very good. So, it could be that pshat in Tosfos. So that's what Tosfos said a yesod. If I went to the kviyas, that's one thing. That's cool, the suffolk was nulled in the kviyas. If I saw how someone else went to the kviyas, some emele, so, but I didn't take from the kviyas, some emele, that's only a din kavua derabona. And now we have here a kavua derabona, so to see the prisha from the kviyas. And by a kavua derabona, it's takimuta, because you have two derabonas over here. First of all, this kavu alone is a kavu of the rabbanim because it's ain't a nikah. And number two, I didn't take from the kviyas. I just saw the prisha from the kviyas. So it's a second rabbanim. So it could be they weren't machman. Could be that is pshat and taisus. Let us go further. Shnei tziburin echad shal matzav echad shal chometz. Lefneim shnei batim echad bodok vechad sheinei bodok. So you have two tziburim. One matzah, one chometz. Two batim, one bodek, one eine bodek. Vosu shnei achborim, echad shokol matzah, ve echad shokol chometz. One took matzah, and one took chometz. Lo yadinen hay la hay ayl, ba hay la hay ayl. So I know I have an achbor with chometz, an achbor with matzah. Now they each one went into a house. So what is the din? Haynu shtei kupis. So the Gemara says it has the same aloche of two kupis. The snan, we learned a Mishneh, shtei kupais. There were two kupais, acha shal chulun, ba acha shal trum. There were two kupais, one was full of chulun, one was full of trum. Blifneim shnei soim, echad shal chulun, ba echad shal trum. And there was, the soim was smaller than the kupais. And again, we had one shal chulun, one shal trum. Vinoflu eilu lo seich eilu. Now the soim fell into the kupais. So the mail, now the suffix is, and the kupa shel chulam. The kupa shel chulam, is a zohar permitted to eat from that kupa. Before in the kupa, let's say there was five zohar. Now there's a sixth zohar. Now the sixth zohar, in each kupa there's six zohar now, because the zohar fell into both kupas. So now you have a sixth zohar. an additional saw came into each cooper. It's passing to din chazok though, because the shail is on the sixth saw, not on the five saw which were here till now. The shail is on the additional saw that came in. What is this additional saw? This additional saw, it does not have any chazok whatsoever on it. So I'm allowed to eat the kupe, which was shalchulman. Do I have to be chayish that truma fell into it now? Or do I don't have to be chayish? Mutarim. So the loch is it mutar. Shani oimer, chulun l'seh chulun aflu, or truma l'seh truma aflu. This does not work with magnets. No, it works out the loch of sabik the rabbon and lohok. That means we'll see we're speaking about truma the rabbon. So truma the rabbon, so my male the shayla is, I'm playing now a shayla, am I permitted to eat the scoop or not, to it, so it's a suffix. Kind of, if Issa came in, if Issa didn't come in, so suffix the Rabbanon lahok. Suffix the Rabbanon lahok. So therefore I'm allowed to eat the chupa shol kolum. So Melding Mo says the same thing over here, the suffix, here I have a suffix if there's a chiv b'dike, so it's also suffix the Rabbanon lahok. So the Gemara Eimer d'amrinin shani Eimer b'trumet the Rabbanon, b'chomet li'raisa mi'amrinin, the Gemara, Ot Blikas Chomets, the Reise, the Rabbonani. The Reise, the Bittel Beyalme, Sagila. The Gemara says, we're not speaking about Bdike the Reise, we're speaking about Bdike the Rabbonon. And Bdike the Rabbonon, we say, Sofik the Rabbonon Lohok. Yeah. So, before we go further, the Ran says, mentioned before the Ran, in the first case, when we saw that an Achbal went to the ten Siburim. So the Ran says, so the Suffolk was noiled right away, what did he take? We passed out on that Suffolk, the Reisel of Chumre, he took Chomet, you're not allowed to eat it. So my Melo said, the Ran says, so if he took a Dova Ha'os of Achille, so this is Zichar Achiyev B'dike now, that's Chazin in the Shokol. I saw he took something that's also Achille, this is Achiyev B'dike. My Sha'inkin over here, the whole suffix is he didn't take something that's also brought into the bias. The suffix is what came into the bias. Did chometz come into the bias or did chometz not come into the bias? This is not chazin in the shokel. No chazin in the shokel, but I don't know if chometz came into the bias. That what the achba to chometz or the chlish to their bias though. And the suffix is noiled now in this bias. Did chometz enter this bias or not? So memele, so here that's not called chazin in the shokel and therefore there's mutter. That's how the Ran says pshat. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, shtei kupis, tov ezan yechelim ulam doim imishne shtei kupis, the talina leku. There's a din tliye. I permitted to assume, I trumi de rabbonon, that you permitted to eat it. Of name shnei soim shal peiris. Nof leilu seichelu, asoim le seichelu akupis. Yadu alanu she'echad nafu b'zu v'echad b'zu ve'eina yadu eize b'zu v'eize b'zu areyele matorim perish al kupes hachulam matorim lezor kivadchil afilu ein b'kupe k'day lahale ishaso b'echad ameyye, even though this truma is bottle b'echad ameyye, even though there's no sheer bitl, there's less than echad ameyye shana oimrim chulam l'say chulam nafu. I'm permitted to assume that you're allowed to eat it. How much talina lakula heta beheta beisa beisa? Ha'afal gazikula meim ifchet. Possible, it's possible the other way also. Chinami lakula talina brina nechomet nichas v'shein abodik v'amatsa labodik al taloche of sovik darabona lahodik. Betrume darabona bizman hazeh. Dachsar meh, we could be medayik from Rashi. Rashi mentioned in two places that what was in these kupis. Rashi said peiris. Name shnei soim shal peiris. Nochamol peiris shal kupis achula. Speaking about peiris. L'chei redachsam in this machlek eshit the Rambam in Teisves if Trumas peiris is at the Raisa or at the Rabbonim. The Rambam learns Trumas peiris is at the Raisa and Teisves learns it's at the Rabbonim dachsach mea. So memele and Rashi says later, it's at the Rabbonim, but Bezman Hazeh is at the Rabbonim. Weiss doch ois, that if undi Bezman Hazeh is at the Reise, so lochere, we see from Teis with Rashi, Rashi also like the Rambam, that Trumas Peiris is at the Reise, lochere. Zog Teis with, Einu Shtei Kupis. Now, before we'll see Teis with, let me just to tell over the Olam there's a Gemara in Yevamos. This halacha of shtei kupis, and let me explain a little better how the Rashba explains the Gemara in Yevamos. This halacha of shtei kupis, and we say truma l'teich truma nafla, chulon l'teich chulon nafla. So Rish Lakish in Yevamos says this is only speaking about where there's more chulin than trume in the kupe. That means, as I mentioned before, let's say the kupes before had 5 saw each, now a 6th saw fell into the kupes. So the kupa of chulin has 5 saw of, a chance neifen has 5 saw of chulin for sure. And then you have sofik if trume fell in or chulin fell in. So Memela, so what do we have? So we have over here, Al-Kaponim Minatayr's bottle. You have a din bittle already, Minatayr, Al-Bottle Baroi. The din of the Trumas bottle, the Meyevech is the Rabbono. So Memela, we don't have the sheer bittle, the Rabbono, but we have Minatayr's bottle already. We're speaking about Trumas the Rabbono also. So Rosh Lakish says, that's when it is Mutter. That means, it is Mutter, you have two conditions. Condition number one, that the saw, the Kupe has more then more peiris than the saw. So you have revia, that means you have a roiv already, in a peiris bottle boy. And So the Rashba says a very interesting teres. The Rashba says as follows. Since these two kupis were standing one next to the other, and now trume, so we consider like these two kupis were one bikeli. It's one bikeli with two compartments. But it's one bikeli. And in this one bikeli, I know claw that truma fell into this one bikeli. I don't know which compartment it fell into. Chulun compartment, or truma compartment. But there was on the fila of truma in this one bikeli. He says, the Rashba made, since these two kupas was one next to the other, it's considered like one large keli. So Memele, if it's one large keli, so the Rashba says, I know claw truma fell in. So even though it's Trumah the Rabbonon, it's like since it was Ischazik, in this kupe, and the fila of Trumah, you cannot be Soymech on Sofik the Rabbonon al-Hokal alone. Therefore, you need something else also. Either Reviyah, according to Rish Lakish, or Machtza, according to Rabbi Yechon. That is what the Gemara says in Yevamos. Now, let us see Taisus. Hainu shtei kupis, ach sugi de medame bedikes chomets lo shtei kupis. Loi osi ki Rish Lakish, de muki bishili ha'ol, lahach de shtei kupis, ksherabu chulen ala trume. Elo ki rabi yechim de leboi hosam rabi. De day osi shaper de medame chomets lahi. So what is Taisus saying? Taisus is saying, according to Rish Lakish, you're not saying an sofik de rabono lo hokol alone. Besides Sofik the Rabbonon Lahokal, you also need a Maila of Bittul Baroi. Akpanim in the Torah has to be Bittul Baroi. Like the Taisus Akashe. So, how could the Gemara tell to Chometz? By Chometz, you only have a Sofik the Rabbonon Lahokal. You don't have no Bittul Baroi over here. By Chometz, we have only a Sofik the Rabbonon Lahokal alone. So, Memele, so how could you tell to Chometz to Kupis? So, therefore, Taisus says, our Gemara is going according to Rabbi Yeshua. Ad kan divrei ha-taisus. Tach sech mir, according to the Rashba in Yevamos, we mentioned before, that the Rashba b'emes asks, why do you need revir? Why do you need machzal machze? So the Rashba said, the whole reason you need it, because since the two kupas are close together, we consider like one big kupa. We consider ke'ilo there was a nefilis trume in this kupa, so therefore we don't say something rabban Allah. So memele, so could be that is the problem by kupas. But by two houses, I don't know if you consider like one big house. It could be the whole Rashba Sfora was only by two kupis. Here's another Rashba. But could be by two houses, you don't consider like one big house. So Mamela, if you don't consider like one big house, so here you don't need the extra fringe benefits of Bittel Baroiv or according to Rabbi Yochanan also. So could be, it'd be very good that the argument could go full according to Rash Lakish also. And the Dvar Shmuel is Medayik from Rashi, that Rashi learned Agamah is going according to Rash Lakish. Because Rashi says there was not Meya Ve'echot. Afilu ein bekubit el ha'alish ha'so be'echot ha'meya. There's not Meya Ve'echot. But why says there is a Roiv? Rashi says, if there's no Roiv whatsoever, so why does Rashi say there's not Meya Ve'echot? Say there's no Roiv, period. Rashi learned that Gemara is going according to Rash Lakish also. There's not Meya Ve'echot. Not like Tosfos. But could be according to the Rashba, it's good. The Kula Shmaitza Mairi Shakika Kol Kach Godo Dalek Lamei Machal. Here Tosfos asks the Kasha. Here Tosfos asks the Kasha. Why don't you say Sofik Achalte? So Tosfos says it's speaking about a Kikar Godo. That's Tosfos Teretz to the Kasha. Yeah. Let us go a little further. Look to Gemara weiter. Tzibur echot shel chometz. Now we have one tzibur of chometz. A lafon of beis batim bedukim. And we have two batim bedukim. V'osa achbo b'shokl. V'lo yedini ila hai ol, ila hai ol. Now here is a sofik. Cases in the previous two cases, the bias boduk, something went into it. Both cases, something went into it. Here we have a bias boduk. We don't know if anything b'chol went in. One of the batim, nothing went into it. So now the sofik is this the bias and nothing that went in? The bias that with the tachba went in. Because it brought chametz into the house. B'lo yedinin ilahai ol ilahai ol. So the halacha over here will be similar to the halacha of Shnei Shvilin. It's not. We learn Shnei Shvilin, there were two roads. Echot Tomei ve'echot Toyer. One of the roads, there was a kever that was l'rochboy of the Shvil. So a male person who went over that Shvil automatically became Tomei. Ve'echot Toyer. V'holach ve'echot mehem v'osa taris. Now, one person went, one of the Shvilin, and then he touched something that was toyer. He touched something that was toyer. Now, between you and me, l'chayre, so one of the taris became tomei, because one of these people are tomei. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im nish'alu zebifnei atzmai v'zebifnei atzmai. If each one will ask a shailo, come to a rov, and the last kishayla, tohirim. So the taris will be toyer. Shneim bebasachas. We'll see the lomdus in Rashi. Shneim bebasachas. If they both come together, then both are tomei. Rabbi Yossi yoyim abenkach ubenkach tmei. Rabbi Yossi says that, the while we can learn shat, say if they came bebasachas, that he came bezechazed, the tmei. Omar Rovet, so Rovet says, no, that's not Pshat and Rabbi Yossi. Pitei Rabbi Yechon, Bebasa Achaz Tiver Hakol Tmei. Bezeh Achaz Tiver Hakol Toirem. My nech kola baboli shol olav al chaveyo. The machlokes is, if one came and asked on himself, and he asked, what's with my chava, one on the other shvil. Rabbi Yossi medamale Bebasa Achaz. That's similar that they're both coming together. Rabbi Yossi medamale Bezeh Achaz. Let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi, Kula yadin ila hai ol, v'hi la hai ol. Ima tzrichinem b'dike l'tavayu, do both of the houses have to be nivdak, or loy? Hainu shnei shvilem, mahod esnaga b'shnei shvilem, matzinu lo mifshel. Echa tome, kever mutal boy l'roch boy, memale yeskule, v'en oive boy shelo yayel. So whoever walks over has to be male. Paholach va'osa taris, noga betaris achakach. Paholach b'sheini, yoidin hein, שבשביל שהולך זה, לא יהולך זה. והשתה ודאי אחד מהם תומי. Now, בחסר מרשי סיינג המוירד הכזך, over here, and Chashi and Nidid of Samach seems to say the same thing. Now, before we try to see what Rashi is saying over here, in Lechere, the whole Rashi is Iberik. We had two Shvilim, and one went Echa Tomei, so in the whole Achvosatar, he went on that one, and the other one went on the other one. What's there to explain? Yoidim hein shebishvil shalach zeh lehalach zeh. What's the problem? Why do you need this whole Rashi? So let me explain. We can learn the tzir of Shnei Shvilim and two Eifanim. We can learn the tzir of Shnei Shvilim azay. That Shvil number Aleph, we Bezdin knows there are two Shvilim, there's Shvil Aleph and Shvil Beis. And Bezdin themselves knows that in one of these Shvilim there's a Keva. And which of the Shvilim the Keva is, we don't know. Bezdin doesn't know. No one knows. But we know, Klaw, we have a Mesoire, that one of the Shvilim, someone was Nikva. That's a Chayilam Poshib Shad. Now, so what's the story? So the story is that Chatzkel says that he went on Shvil Aleph, and Bezel says he went on Shvil Beis. So the Mele, and we don't know which Shvil is Toya, which Shvil is Tomei. So that's the Din of Shnei Shvil. That's one way you could learn. Chayil is another way you could learn. You could learn that Bezel knows Shvil Aleph is Tomei, in no clue. Shvil Beis is Toya. Bezdin knows that already. There's no suffix whatsoever. Now these two people come, but they don't know if they went on Shvil Aleph or Shvil Beis. That's the story. So Chatzko comes, so he went on a Shvil. Which one? I don't know. Bel comes, he went on a Shvil, also doesn't know. But we know one thing, they didn't go on the same Shvil. Because they were going at the same time and they didn't meet one another. Both were going 1 o'clock and they didn't meet one another. So Koch, they went on a different Shvil. That's a second way you can learn Pshat in the Baraisa, that we know which shvil is Tomei, but they don't know which shvil they went on. And Rashi seems to say the second way. That's why Rashi says, "V'holach b'sheinim yoidim hein shebishvil sholach zeh le'olach zeh." They know they didn't go on the same shvil, because if they were both going on the same shvil, stamos in also because we both them are toyer, and we know which shvil is Tomei and which shvil is toyer. Also, the hash tevadei echad mehem Tomei. Now, why did Rashi have to say that that's the story? We'll see soon. But let's go a little further. That's what Rashi is saying over here, that we know which shvil is Tomei, which shvil is Toyer, but they don't know which shvil they went on. Im nish'alu kolechad l'chocham sveike b'fnei atzmai Toyer. Ve'im bezn yochel etamai. Kedekai melom besofik tumme b'shus harabim sveike Toyer. Sveike Toyer. So Rashi says, why is each one Toyer? Al sofik tumme b'shus harabim. So that's why Rashi had to make the story the way Rashi says the story. Let me give a shtikal akdomen. So Tosfos weiter im Sochim, after Vavah Amud Beis, Tosfos says such a case. There's a Gemara that says that a chovis shel trume, it was a sofik if it became tomei or not. So it's Toilin, Loi Sorfin, Loi Oichon, Tzofik Tomei, you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to burn it. Like the Chtay says, how could you have a Tzofik that's Tzofik Tomei? Where, how is the Tzofik Noilid? If the Tzofik was Noilid B'shus HaRabim, Tzveikei Toya, the Tzofik was Noilid B'shus HaYochid, Tzveikei Tomei, so how do you have a Chovis that's Tzofik Tomei? So Taisa says, Amor Niketer, so Taisa says, you know the story I'm speaking about, the two Chovis in the B'shus HaYochid, and one person came in and touched one chavis. So now, so Tosfos says, so you cannot say both about a tummy, because the whole din of sofik tume b'shus harabim, b'shus hayochid sveikai tummy, is davke if it's yochel liyesemes. That means that if I have one chavis in the rishus hayochid, and the tummy does know if he touched it, if he didn't touch it, so it's yochel liyesemes that it is tummy, and the din is sofik tume b'shus hayochid vaday tummy. That's the din. We say Savitum Mishus Hayochid Vaday Tomei. We say it's Vaday Tomei because it could be Tomei. So we say it's Vaday Tomei. By Soita we say it could be she was Mizana. So she was Vaday Mizana. That's the din. But if I have two Chavis And only one of them became Tomei. I don't know which one became Tomei. So you can't say, so it's Eini Achilias Emes that both of them are Tomei. It's Eini Achilias Emes that both of them are Tomei. So Memeilus, so then there's no din of Safik Tomei, because Yochid, then, so it's Safik Tomei. So the whole din, and that's the same Allah applies by Safik Tomei, because Arab also. It's Yochilias Toyer, but if it's one is Vadai Tomei, you can't say that it's Safik Tomei, because Arab Mosfaikei Toyer. So now, let us go back to what we spoke about till now. If the story would be that there's no one knows which shvil is tomei and which shvil is toil. We don't know which shvil is tomei, which shvil is toil. So now each one comes, but I know Klo, Reuben went on shvil aleph, Shimon went on shvil beit. So when Reuben is asking the kasha, I went on shvil aleph. So the yisoid of the kasha is not, am I tomei? The yisoid of the kasha is a step further, is the shvil tomei. That's the yisoid of the kasha. That's the yisoid of the shaila. I mean, I went on shvil aleph, so what's the shaila? Shall the shvil aleph tomei or not? The other one went on shvil beis, shall the shvil beis tomei? So how could you say sofik tomei? So if you're saying I'm toyer, so you have to paskin that shvil aleph is tomei. If you say that Reuben is tomei, you have to paskin shvil aleph is tomei. If you say Shimon is toyer, you have to say that shvil beis is toyer. So l'chayre, you're paskining on both shvilin, and it's a dovish and yochel yisem. You can't say that shvil beis is toyer and shvil aleph is toyer, because that's not true. One of the shvilin is zicha tomei. So that's why Rashi avoided that. And Rashi said the story is a different story. The story is speaking about that bezdeno shvil aleph is tomei. Bezdeno shvil beis is toyer. But these two people don't know which shvil they went on. So now I have a different suffix. So Reuben is a suffix. Did I go on shvil aleph? Did I become tomei? That's Reuben's suffix is on himself, not on the shvil. Did I go on shvil aleph? Shvil aleph is zichet tomei. Shvil beis is zichet toyer. But did I go on shvil aleph? So there's a suffix on Reuben. So Reuben is a suffix. Did I become tomei? Or did you become tomei? Or it could be you didn't become tomei. So you say suffix tomei vishus aram sveikei toyer. Shimon also has a suffix that I go on shvil aleph. He also doesn't know. So the suffix is tighter. So everything is yochali is emes. And it could be, I could say that Shimon did not go on shvil aleph. I could say that Reuben did not go on shvil aleph. This is possible. Each one is possible. So Memela, since it's possible that Reuben did not go on shvil aleph, it's possible. It's possible that Shimon didn't go on shvil aleph. So Memela, so therefore I say that Reuben is toyer and Shimon is toyer. But if the suffix would be on the shvil, l'chayra, that it's impossible to say that both shvilim are toyer. Let's finish the Rashi. He tells us what happened to the Chava. That we're speaking about the Chava does not interest me at all. So the Mele, so that doesn't enter the Shaila. But what is if all of Al Chaveri, Matay Al Shneinu, he asks a Shaila, what will be on both of us? Rabbi Yosi Midamalu Labasachas, Avu Pishen Shneim, Lefonech, even the both of them are not here, Tzoych Ata, Hiro Achas Lushneim. He's asking, what's with both of us? You can't pass in that they're both toirim, so maybe they're both tome. You do not know that oil the ink and shayla lechot, mashiv in loy toirata. So we answer him, you're toir, shrei sofik biyu. Ah, he asked about both, umayatz mayovin, shav chaveri kamoyu. But you don't answer him. He asked, what's with us? So the dying tells him, you're toir. Abukshishneim shaylum besoich de dibo, tsechata losha lushneim keecho. Gabi brought him nami, bo, li, shozel, atzmai, vizebif, nei, atzmai, amini, le, lechol, chad, yatzat, zah, libdek, give him tickets, chametz, tarabonon, to lino, le, kulem, amini, svei, kai, mutter, ibe, basachas, bo, shneim, tzrichem, tickets.